Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 19th, 2026, and the theme is control catching up with autonomy. Agents are getting more capable. They can run code, use files, browse the web, remember users, call tools, and produce shareable work products. But every new capability needs a matching control, cost limits, privacy tests, sandboxing, evals, audit logs, and review workflows. Let's start with OpenAI. Its latest RSS feed includes new usage analytics and updated spend controls for enterprises. That may sound less flashy than a model launch, but it is a serious enterprise feature. Once AI usage spreads across business units, finance and platform teams need to know who is spending, where usage is growing, and when to enforce limits. OpenAI also published updates on improving health intelligence in ChatGPT and using AI to help physicians diagnose rare genetic diseases affecting children. The Decoder reports that OpenAI says its new health upgrade beats Doctorin answers in its own comparisons. Treat vendor benchmarks carefully, but the strategic direction is clear. AI health assistance is moving deeper into consumer and professional workflows. Next, AWS made the Amazon Bedrock Agent Core Harness generally available. Oz says two API calls, Create Harness and Invoke Harness, can define and run an agent in seconds. The agent runs in an isolated environment with a file system and shell, can read files, run commands, write code safely, remember users and conversations, use skills, browse the web, and call tools through Gateway or MCP. That is a major platform step. Agent runtimes are becoming managed cloud infrastructure. But the security question is just as big. What can the agent read? What can it execute? What network access does it have? Which tools require approval? And how are actions logged? Hugging Face surfaced, one of the most important agent risk stories of the day, Mosaic leaks from ServiceNow. It asks whether your research agent can keep a secret. The core issue is privacy leakage in deep research agents. A research agent can accidentally expose sensitive details while trying to summarize across documents. And the post notes an uncomfortable possibility. Making the agent better can make it leak more. Hugging Face also published a post asking whether open models are agentic enough on your own tooling. That is the right question. Public benchmarks do not tell you how a model will behave with your APIs, permissions, docs, latency, tool schemas, and workflow edge cases. There was also a post on moving beyond LoRA for parameter-efficient fine-tuning. The lesson is not that LoRA is dead. It is that fine-tuning should be chosen based on the task, data, model, serving constraints, and maintainability. On the collaboration side, the Decoder reports that Claude Code now supports artifacts, turning coding session results into interactive web pages that teams can share. It also reports that Adobe is adding creative agents to Photoshop, Premiere, and other creative cloud apps. This points to a UI shift. Agent outputs are becoming collaborative artifacts, not just chat transcripts. Today's takeaway: do not ship autonomy without a control plane. If an agent can act, spend, browse, remember, or publish, it needs boundaries, logs, evals, and an owner. Now, let's do the quiz lightning round. Question 1. Why are OpenAI's enterprise usage analytics and spend controls significant? A. They show AI usage is becoming a governed enterprise cost center, not just a developer experiment. B. They remove all need for procurement teams. C. They only change the color of the ChatGPT interface. D. They make agent loops free to run forever. The answer is A. As AI adoption spreads across teams, organizations need visibility, limits, and cost attribution. Question 2. What makes Amazon Bedrock Agent Core harness a major agent platform story? It provides a managed runtime for agents with isolated execution, memory, skills, web access, and tool calls. B. It prevents agents from ever using files or tools. C. It is only a static documentation page. D. It replaces all need for security controls. The answer is A. Agent Core harness packages production agent runtime capabilities that teams otherwise build manually. Question 3. What risk does Mosaic Leaks focus on? A. Privacy leakage from deep research agents that synthesize across sensitive sources. B. GPU fan noise in data centers. C. A CSS layout bug in dashboards. D. The inability of models to produce any text. The answer is A, research agents can accidentally reveal secrets directly or indirectly while summarizing and reasoning over private context. Question 4. Why should teams benchmark open models on their own tooling? A, agent performance depends on real tool schemas, permissions, docs, latency, and workflow edge cases. B, public benchmarks perfectly predict every private workflow. C, tool use has no effect on agent outcomes. D, only closed models can call APIs. The answer is A, a model that looks strong on a leaderboard may fail against an organization's actual tools and constraints. Question 5. What is the key lesson from Claude Code Artifacts and Adobe Creative Agents? A, agent outputs are becoming collaborative artifacts that need provenance, permissions, review, and versioning. B, agents will only produce plain text chat transcripts forever. C, version history no longer matters. D, creative and coding tools are unrelated to AI agents. The answer is A, when agent work becomes shareable pages or creative edits, teams need governance around ownership, changes, and review. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. Pair every new agent power with a control. Sandboxing, spend limits, leakage tests, and traceable artifacts.